Good morning. It's time for the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Good morning. I'm Dave Kabikian.
And good morning. I'm Phil Vacchio.
Hello, Phil Vacchio.
Good morning, Dave.
Phil and I are two of the attorneys from the Herzog Law Firm, and some combination of us is here every single... Are here every single weekend talking to you about estate planning and wills and trusts and long-term care. The things you can't avoid, Phil. Unavoidable.
Everyone goes through it.
Unfortunately.
At some point or another.
It's a call-in show, allegedly.
We had a caller last week.
Oh.
Because you weren't here.
Yeah, it's been months. 518-476-5900 if you'd like to talk to Phil or myself and you have a question about estate planning, about music, sports.
Life.
A lot of life advice.
Whatever you'd like.
If you want to talk to Phil about any of those things in the office, you could do so in Albany, Saratoga Springs, down in Kingston, and up in Queensbury. And you can call the office at 518-465-7581.
Big week for Queensbury. Speaking of Queensbury,
I saw the pictures on Facebook of the opening of the Queensbury office.
Nice.
You guys had a big crowd out there.
We did.
Huh?
We did.
All the dignitaries from the area and... Gosh, everybody else, I guess.
Keep going.
It was amazing. That was great.
It was unbelievable.
Our people showed up. It was really nice to see.
Yeah. Oh, it was wonderful.
So we had six chambers.
Yeah.
Local chambers came to support, and we cut, I think, five or six ribbons. And some clients came, some good, you know, friends of the program, so to speak, came. It was awesome. All our staff was there.
Yeah, it was really good. Really nice.
Sorry, I missed it. It looked like a great event.
The weather.
The weather was perfection.
Sure. Perfect weather.
Yeah. And we were saying then, you know, and how nice it is that all these different people came to support. Yes, but also, you know, the chambers that spoke, they really said some very nice things about this firm, and it's due to us, Phil, and Jay Marie and Dan and the wonderful staff we have, as well as the staff we've had in the past, because you don't just build a reputation overnight. We're entering our 80th year, you know.
We're lucky enough to have a long legacy for this firm, and we're just looking to continue it and improve it, and hopefully we're doing that. I think we are.
And it is I don't, you know, want to talk so well about ourselves here, but it is a beautiful office. It is truly gorgeous.
So I got many compliments on the decorating. So kudos to Isabel. I know she did a lot of that.
Yeah,
that's great.
We got a lot of compliments on that.
Yeah,
the pictures, and I didn't know myself until Dave told me that he took some of the pictures.
I'm an amateur photographer.
That's great.
And they're very nice.
Thank you.
Good
Excellent.
Job.
Yeah,
this is enough about.
Well, someday I'll get up and go up there and have a look at it. And
you should. I'll take you out to lunch.
I'll
be
walking around the halls and people will say,
"Now the downside though is the next morning." I went to our Albany office and I was looking around. I was like, oh my God, this place is a dump.
You need something to do.
I mean, it's fine. It's not a dump.
That's what's happening.
But in comparison to this brand new thing, man.
Yeah, you have a new baseline now. That's the hard part.
Well, maybe a new coat of paint in Albany. I don't know.
Yeah.
So it is an incredibly busy week, weekend underneath this thing that I'm wearing, Phil. I have my church t-shirt for our big barbecue.
Nice.
At Holy Cross.
That's always a big
Armenian
thing for you guys.
Church.
Yeah.
255 Spring Street.
Oh, is that today?
Today, yeah.
Here are the kebabs.
I drove by that yesterday.
Yeah,
so
and here the kebabs today, are out of this tomorrow. World. So if you are down, let's say, in Catskill and you're listening to this because it's now Sunday morning, because that's when you hear the show.
True.
Come on up, 12 to 4 on Sunday. You can have some delicious Armenian kebab and chicken and all that stuff.
So 2 days, Saturday,
Sounds
Sunday.
Sounds good.
I will be behind the grill. Great. I can't wait.
Grill Master Dave will be there.
I have a certain pair of sunglasses I've picked out, Phil, because they will be ruined by the end of the day.
Oh, just from the splatter and whatnot.
Yeah.
Or they'll smell awful for forever.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, but it's worth it.
Yeah. So, Phil, I was in Kingston yesterday.
Yeah, you were all over the place yesterday.
I left Kingston to go, unfortunately, to a wake for a friend's mother.
Mm-hmm.
A good friend's mom passed away. And it was about a two-hour drive from Kingston to Connecticut, all side roads and all up and down, basically going, you know, no main highways or anything like that.
Yeah, the scenic route, as they say.
And I had a good time. The weather was absolutely perfect. Listened to some music, but then I was kind of deep in my thoughts and kind of looking around, and I had some observations I wanted to share with you that we talked about before. So number one, maybe 70 miles or so, a bunch of different little towns. I probably passed like 24 different kinds of senior, long-term care, assisted living, nursing home type
buildings. Oh, yeah. That's not surprising to me. Yeah. I feel like new ones open every other day.
I was like, where the heck am I? And then there was this place, you know, and yeah. And it kind of reminded me or made me be a little more aware that what we talk about, what we're dealing with in the Capital Region and in the Hudson Valley and North Country, that is everywhere.
Oh, but it applies.
You can't escape it.
Think about it, right? You're talking about all these little communities that you're passing through, and all those communities have an elder population. Some larger than others, depending on who you are. And all those seniors are going to need care. And people recognize this, and they open these facilities because they know that those people are going to need that care. So that it's something that happens in little pockets all over.
Like, I feel like an idiot for saying this, but I was shocked to know that people everywhere are getting older, not just around us.
You just don't think about it, right? You don't think about it in that sense, but it's a universal... the word's not a problem. It's a universal fact of life.
It is a fact of life.
Yeah.
The other piece of it was that in between all those facilities were lots of houses. And I'm looking at the beautiful houses. Some on, you know, you could see all the acres that they have. Some are you know, right off the road, small houses. Yeah. Some are beautiful houses you see in the distance. And the whole time, I'm thinking, who lives there? And what's their deal? What's going to happen later on in their life? Or how are they going to keep taking care of that beautiful 3-acre lot that they have?
What's their situation? What's their plan? What's their family like, right? Everyone has a story, and part of that story involves, hopefully, planning.
Yeah. Well, hopefully getting older beats the alternative.
And well, like, how old was your friend's mother, if you don't mind me asking?
Crazy. 72.
Yeah, which is young.
In otherwise good health, looked great, like photos, very recent.
Yeah.
And just in, you know, sometimes people don't wake up.
Yep.
And it's one thing when, you know, there's unfortunately something going on and you know, we see it coming. That's very difficult. And someone has an illness. That's very difficult. And over time, you know, things shake out a certain way. When it happens right away, it is a very big reminder that nothing is exactly guaranteed, you know?
It's interesting, too. Like, what's a better way, right? I always think, like, I would love to be 95, still competent, and then pass away in my bed. That's it. Done. Good long life. Because we see the other side of people. While it's nice to have to kind of quote-unquote know what's coming, that's also really difficult, too, in a different way.
Yeah. It's getting very deep here, I must say, on a Saturday morning.
What was that old SNL skit with the deep thoughts?
Deep thoughts with Jack Handy.
Yeah, it was a good one.
We can't repeat any of them, but those
weren't appropriate. No.
And so one other layer. I'm talking with my friend at the, you know, celebration of life that I went to, and I said, you know, was everything in order? Are you okay? Is everything paperwork wise? And she said, yeah, no, everything's perfect. You know, documents were in place, like easy to find, whatever. And she said in kind of like passing, I haven't probated the will yet, but I will be. And it took every ounce of me, because it's not obviously not the right time to talk about, to be like, right. Oh, she didn't do a trust.
But
the whole time I'm thinking, that's still a colossal amount of work, right? You know.
And I'm curious if she knows that.
She does.
Okay.
She's aware. And it'll be a long distance thing for her. Yeah. It's all very difficult. I mean, even just, you know, dealing with personal effects and you know, long distance wise, you know, who's going to clean out a house, who's going to do this.
Still work. You're still doing a job. It's a lot of moving parts. And your friend, like you said, is an attorney, so she kind of knows, can say, oh, you know, I'll get it done. But then I have people that come in and say, oh, it's all good. I have a will. I'm the executor. It's going to be simple. And I'm like, well, what's your definition of simple? Just so I know your basis here before we start talking.
Right.
And a lot of times, well, I'm going to go to the bank tomorrow and get the money. I was like, all right, well, it's not going to go that way, but I'll work with you. They don't realize probate's a real formal court proceeding that takes, you know, a year or more. That's the thing.
Yeah. And I think having a plan in terms of who gets what is obviously very important, and that's our number one goal, no matter who we're representing, whether it's a basic will, it's going to be a big trust because you have so much money, it's going to be a Medicaid trust. Like, it all ends, it's got to end the right way with whoever you want to get your money. That next step of going from having a will that says that to avoiding probate, not going through that likely year-long process or so.
It's
not like a big money saver in my mind. It is a time saver, and that's where the real value to me comes in. I mean, obviously, probate's more expensive than a trust, but it's not like crazy expensive. It's really about saving.
Usually, if it doesn't get blown up and contested, if it's simple, it's not ridiculously expensive. It's more expensive. I had one of those longevity panels I've done here and there. I had one this week at the Century House.
I saw that. How'd it go?
It went really well. It went really well, and I was hosted by a financial advising firm, and the owner of that firm was the one who kind of introduced the panel and whatnot. And he had gone through an experience with his own mother, and despite him encouraging her, she didn't even have a will. Right? And he used it as an example, and he had to go through an administration proceeding, which ended up being very similar to probate with his family makeup. But he was like, it was a nightmare. He's like, I didn't want to do any of this. It was all work. And he's like, so when I see my clients now, I ask them, what price do you put on peace of mind and making your kid's life easy? What number is that to you? And he's like, what? And usually they say, well, what do you mean by that? And he's like, well, is it 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000? You know, because the trust and doing advanced planning is not going to be that expensive, probably less expensive than you may think. And it avoids all that. And it gives you peace of mind. It takes all this off your kid's plate for the most part. He's like, in my opinion, it's priceless. So I was like, that's a good way of putting it. I mean, and he's someone that went through it himself, and that's unfortunately the best way to learn the value of it. But you know, making life easy is valuable.
I think in addition to that, being able to have the path for your kids be known as clear as possible is unbelievably important, and making sure that ideally, if you know, as much money as you want goes to them. So then that next piece is the protection piece, which is not just get it right in terms of who gets it, maybe make life easy by avoiding probate, but then that last piece is protecting, you know, money.
Yeah.
And that's where and how do we get long-term care? And that's where probably we'll spend the second half of the show in a couple of minutes. I will mention, Phil, because I don't think I've mentioned it yet, there is an Armenian church barbecue today.
This weekend?
Yeah, no, it's today, this weekend, and tomorrow. And it's 255 Spring Avenue in Troy, and I'll be behind the grill. So
that's
number two. I told myself four times this morning I'll be mentioning it.
You're halfway there.
So I am halfway
there. It's going to be a nice day. Just wear a jacket, and it's supposed to go crazy.
What's the top weather today, John?
About 70 degrees and no rain. Yeah,
it'll be like September and not August. That's nice.
Yeah, it'll be normal September.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, absolutely right.
Can you imagine that we're a week away from October?
Not really.
No, I can't.
Not really. That's crazy.
Tell me about that longevity panel for a moment, because I think a lot of people would be interested in that. I love that they call it a longevity panel, because longevity promotes, that's like a good word. Right?
It's a great word. Longevity meaning, you know, mostly is focused on planning for your future and making your future what you want it to be by planning ahead. And we usually have a few panelists, two or three. So this one was myself as the, you know, trusted in the States, an elder law attorney. We had our friend Renee from Choice Connections, who is a, you know, senior placement advisor of people moving on to the next step. Do they go into an independent living situation, assisted living? So she helps connect those dots. And then we had an owner of a funeral home, Jim Gleason, who spoke about the different aspects of planning for your funeral and doing the prepaid funeral agreement and other things that, you know, common questions people have surrounding that stuff. And the audience was incredibly interactive. Lots of questions, because these are topics that are practical that everyone has to go through. And some were older, it was about themselves. Some were younger, it was about their parents. It was a good mix.
Some probably for their clients, just to make sure that they could advise.
Yeah, some advisors as well were there. Again, it's practical stuff. And I think a lot of people get a lot of good information out of these panels. I don't know. We don't have a next one planned, but we'll be doing them again.
So. Very nice. Well, listen, in the second half of this show, I'm going to walk you through this fact pattern where you're going to be visibly upset with the conduct of another attorney.
Mm.
But I can't wait to tell everyone else.
Okay.
We'll be right back with the second half of the Herzog Law Firm's Estate and Medicaid Planning Show right after this.
You've been listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. Join us every week to learn more about protecting the assets you've worked hard for, options available for Medicaid planning, and more. With offices located in Corporate Woods in Albany, Saratoga Springs, and 130 North Front Street in Kingston, our attorneys are here to help you. If you'd like to schedule an appointment to speak with David, Jane Marie, or Phil, please call us during normal business hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To contact us in Albany or Saratoga offices, call 518-465-7581 or our Kingston office at 845-338-6405. Let the Herzog Law Firm help navigate a plan that works for you and your family. Now back to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Good morning. We're back. My name is Dave Kubikin.
And good morning. I'm Phil Vacchio.
Phil and I are two of the attorneys from the Herzog Law Firm, and in the first half of the show, we were not talking to any callers, because nobody called, Phil.
No callers.
518-476-5900 is the number. If you want directions to that unbelievable barbecue that's taking place this weekend, happy to give it to you over the radio, 255 Spring Avenue in Troy. Holy Cross Armenian Church has its big to-do, Phil.
It's number three.
Number three. I only have one more to-do contractually. It's very exciting. So, Phil, let me tell you about this fact pattern.
Okay.
You have heard this before, not this one, but different versions of it. So, a previous client told their friend to come see us. Their friend is a woman who has a husband with dementia, and she has a daughter. So, you know, mom and daughter came in.
That's the one child?
Yeah.
Okay.
There may be some other kids, but they're who came in. Gotcha. And they said, this person told us that we have to see you because what our other attorney said didn't sound right to him.
Okay.
So our client referred someone to us because they heard their friend talking about a long-term care fact pattern and said, that's not right. You got to go see Dave.
And is this a client who had a similar experience that we helped them with, or just kind of?
He's in our universe and knew something doesn't sound right.
Okay.
So husband has dementia. Husband has income. He's got, you know, a pension and social security. He's got, you know, $3,000-$4,000 of income.
Okay.
He has a retirement account, a pretty sizable retirement account. He's got a house, right? He's got a wife. And the attorney they had gone to see said, there's nothing I can do for you. You're going to be private paying for his care. You have way too much money and he makes way too much money. So you're just going to have he's not going to be eligible for anything. And eventually, you know, it'll be a nursing home.
So he was claiming on two fronts. You have too many assets and you make too much money monthly. That was his stance.
Yeah.
Okay.
How's he doing so far, Phil?
He's not too great.
So I said, point blank, I said, let me ask you a question. Do you want your husband to continue to live at home? Do you want him to kind of age in the house?
Yeah.
And she said, 100%. That's my goal.
Because that's not always the answer. It's an important question. Sometimes they're like, I can't have him in the house anymore. It's too much.
But so I had the greatest part of my day was to tell her immediately, guess what? He's going to stay at home for the rest of his life if we have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
And she said, are you kidding me? She said, but the other attorney, I said, well, just hear me out here. And so we went step by step. It was like a little seminar talking about long-term care. It was like an aging in place seminar. Going from the very beginning of there's no look back period for community Medicaid. Oh, by the way, there is something called community Medicaid.
Yeah.
You know, and this is the type of services that they can help with, you know, help finance. Here's how you protect assets. Like, how's October 1st sound to you?
Yeah.
Because we just need to move money around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought there was a 5-year look back period. There is. But we're not going to go into a nursing home. So there is no 5-year look back period for right now.
And even if there was, right?
Yeah.
She's a spouse, but.
So we didn't even have to go to that level.
Yeah.
It was just, we'll just move some things around. Now, there are some basics in there, like, you know, establishing eligibility for the program by doing a trust.
Mm-hmm.
Because that way, you know, we can make sure that if something, God forbid, happened to mom, you know, we're going to move things to daughter. We can make sure that We are getting clocks ticking on the parts of life where there is that 5-year look
right.
back. If we can't live at home anymore, well, the home is not exempt, as an example. So we got to protect still, right? We still talked about
still
some
part of
basics.
The equation, yeah.
But the real heart of the thing was, okay, fine, you can get us eligible because there's no look back. But he makes too much money.
At the income.
And why don't I turn it over to you?
Yeah.
You're in the consult. I say my spouse makes too much money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, first of all, what does that mean? What does that spouse make? Too much money in my mind is an extraordinary number to make it too much to make community Medicaid make sense.
What I mean is I went on a website. It says I could have 1,800, yeah. and my husband has more than that.
Right.
So,
yeah.
so from I'm out,
from
right?
A, from,
I'm out.
From a very, very base standpoint, because you're right. If you Google community Medicaid income limit, you're just going to get a number spit out at you at Google.
And this other attorney just focuses on that number as opposed
number.
To realizing there's something in the world called a pooled income trust.
Yeah.
Also, there's something in the world called Medicaid's okay with you making too much money.
Yeah.
They literally approve you even if you do make too much
money. It's not an eligibility limit. It's just a, you know, what you can keep unilateral control over limit. You know, you can keep that in your account. If you're over that limit, if you're making $5,000, $6,000 a month, that's just an amount that we call excess or surplus income. And
right.
also, you don't lose that money. We can create this pooled income trust that you mentioned to shelter that money. Really, we've talked about this before. It's just creating another account in a certain way with a certain agency, one of a few that we use, and plopping that money in the account. And guess what? If that's $4,000, $5,000 a month we're putting in there, it's still accessible to pay for all those bills for life that haven't gone away because you're still living in your home. You still have property taxes. You still have your monthly utilities. You still have homeowners insurance. You still probably have maybe car insurance payments. You put all your groceries and your daily needs and purchases on a credit card. We can pay those credit card bills. We can spend that money, even though it's quote-unquote over the Medicaid limit, on your needs still.
Well, that's not what my other attorney told me.
Well, he's wrong.
That's literally was how the conversation went. And
that's concerning, too, because that's really unfortunate. If they didn't get a second opinion, that would have been incredibly unfortunate.
It was an attorney that did their previous wills and stuff. And that's where it's like, man,
yeah.
estate planning and elder law are not the same thing, apparently. They really are a little different.
You know, plenty of general practices can do a very basic will or a power of attorney or healthcare proxy. Maybe not do it totally properly, but they can do it, and they'll say they can do it. But when you get to that next stage, you have to know when to bow out gracefully and say, this is not my area.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what I don't know. Go see someone else. Because yeah. he gave him wrong information.
So imagine this, Phil. You go to one person, you're told that it's a lost cause, you're going to be private paying, and chances are that he's going to need a facility. You go to another attorney who says, you want him home, we're going to keep him home. And here's how we're going to do it. We're going to save every dollar. We're going to take advantage of every hour that we can get through, you know, of coverage through the federal government in terms of financial coverage, that is. And not only is your high income not a problem, it is actually now the best part of the fact pattern.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a retirement, sizable retirement. He's going to have to take distributions. Medicaid's going to want a lot of excess income. But because of what you mentioned, that pooled trust, we know we can protect all of the household income. So we can not only get care, not only get, you know, the cavalry is going to come to help us now, but we also have our income. And if our income's high, and I told them, you become Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
You're able to stay at home because you can use your own money to pay for it.
And we can get pretty creative in how you can spend. It's not too difficult to spend money nowadays. I mean, they may have to do some modifications to that house to make it accessible. They may want to privately pay on the side for additional care. There's many things we can do with
so,
that money.
I said, how's your kitchen look? She said, we already redid our kitchen. I said, how's your master bath? And she's like, oh, okay. So that's...
Yeah.
But these are all things, and it's just a little bit of creativity, a little bit of knowledge, and recognizing certain big truths out there, you know, like anyone can qualify for home care in New York. That's how the world is financially these days. There's no look back period.
You know, those are my favorite meetings. I hate people getting misinformation, especially from another attorney, but to be able to see that moment in their eyes that you just told them something that like changed their life, it makes our job really worth it. I mean, it's great.
It was my favorite appointment of the whole week.
For sure.
Because it's all about getting people to that goal. So guess what? If she said, you know what, we've talked about it and my husband agreed, as soon as he starts to need help, he doesn't want the house to be a turnstile of caregivers. Yeah. He does want to go to assisted living. We've had clients that have a plan like that. That's totally fine.
Sure.
It's whatever you want. We want to help you accomplish it.
Yeah, it's not a static event. We understand these things could change over time, but we can adjust the plan with the, you know, we always take things into account. You mentioned planning with the trust and whatnot too. That's not necessary right now for what we're looking at right now. Yep. But you're looking at those, hey, these are the potential future occurrences that may happen. We're planning for that at the same time. Nothing we do negatively affects your options in the future for the most part, right? We're going to look at those scenarios and say, right, well, if this happens,
yeah,
we can undo this, we can pivot that. It's all part of that plan.
That's why we have the best jobs in the world, Phil.
That's correct.
We say it all the time.
You do.
You see the commercials, right, John, where we say it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We get to hang out. We get to help people try to fix things.
Yeah. And
we're not breaking anything. We're not dividing people apart. We're just trying to fix.
And guess what? And they go back to that other client that referred them and said, thank you so much for the referral. You changed my life. Everybody's happy. It's great.
Well, it's what makes the world go around. And I think, you know, going back to our office opening and the ribbon cutting and all that and those good vibes, when some of those chambers talked about our firm, a lot of it was actually from personal experience because we've helped their family before.
And yeah.
We've helped their family navigate really tough times before. And it's nice to know that's what we do for a living.
By the way, John, they gave me 50-pound scissors that were completely dull and did not cut through the ribbons.
They always that so always happens.
Pretty,
I don't know where
dumb.
They find those scissors. I know
they've had sharp ones. I got these ridiculous clown scissors.
I know. And then you look silly there trying to cut the ribbon and it's not cutting.
Yeah, I tried my best.
It was they had to give you child safe.
They were nervous.
So, yeah, they were a little nervous.
I get it.
Yeah,
I get that.
Hey guys, what are you doing later on today?
Yeah,
I heard there's a festival.
Yeah, you're doing something
for the Armenian Church.
There is.
Yeah.
Holy Cross Armenian Church, all day today, half the day tomorrow. I think 12 to 4 tomorrow.
What kind of stuff do you barbecue?
So it'll be kebab and it'll be chicken.
Sounds good to me.
So the ladies at the church and some gentlemen were getting everything ready yesterday in the evening. Everything is fresh, fresh, fresh.
Now, is it chicken kebab? Is there multiple different types of meat kebabs? What do we do?
I love kebabs. Oh, man.
It's delicious.
It just tastes good.
Oh, it's delicious.
It's
and then
matters.
There's all sorts of other goodies you can get.
Nice.
There's Armenian dancing and music. You can meet me behind the grill.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You can grab some tongs, actually. I need some help.
Grab behind the grill if you'd like.
There you go. Yeah. Just
and then
bring
next week we'll talk about all the other events we have coming up in October.
Well, yeah, we got like a minute here. So we have all these walks coming up. We have all these speaking engagements coming up.
It's going to be a busy October for education stuff and these Alzheimer's walks.
Yeah, I was going to say Alzheimer's walks are coming up.
It's that season, yeah.
You can go to
guys are involved in quite a few. I think the next one is soon in October, so.
Yeah.
There's a full slate of them. And you can go to our website at www.herzoglaw.com. And there's an info page with all the different events and speaking engagements we have this week, this month, next month, and so on. And all of a sudden, it'll be actually fall.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Monday.
That's true.
Officially,
Monday.
Right?
Monday at 2:19 p.m.
It's the official beginning of fall.
I don't know how they come up with 2:19.
Is that the day where you could put an egg on its
side?
Yeah,
that's a myth, that's the day. Yeah.
I'm going to try it.
Yeah, I read about that, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not really.
You've tested it out, John? It doesn't work?
Yes. It just takes a steady hand, yeah. And then I read up on it, and people say, ha ha, it's a myth. And it is. But
it's like a Mythbusters
episode. You want to have some fun? Yeah, why not?
Give it a try.
Give it a try.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. For more information on their services, please visit herzoglaw.com. If you would like to speak with one of their attorneys, please contact the Albany office at 518-465-7581 or their Kingston office at 845-338-6405.